Let me begin by saying thank you for having me back again. It's been about 2 years since I've been here, and enjoyed the time that I was here 2 years ago and was looking forward to returning. The elders have asked me to speak on the theme of the relationship between obedience and love, so beginning with the morning lesson in just a little while, the regular assembly will begin that topic. And so Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then the weeknight, that's the theme that we'll be addressing throughout the week. What is the relationship between obedience and love and how it affects our service to God? In the morning lessons on the weekdays, we're going to be studying some things that may sound kind of strange to you. Metonymy, synecdoche, the not-but idiom, figures of speech. But if you can come to those morning lessons, I believe you'll find them very valuable in your efforts to understand God's Word, and we certainly encourage you to come back for those morning lessons if you can. This morning we're going to study a topic, the requirements of elders. It's a very important topic, and the reason it's so very important is because it's God's plan that churches have elders. And therefore, if we respect God's wisdom and God's authority, we want to comply with His plan. In Titus chapter 1, we read a letter to a young preacher by the name of Titus left on the island of Crete. There were a number of churches on the island of Crete. But you'll note in verse 5, Paul says, I left you in Crete that you would set in order what remains and appoint elders in every city. And so it was God's plan that Titus accomplish the appointment of elders in each city. Not that Titus would go through and select the men and say, Joe, Tom, you're going to be elders in Church A. But rather he would cause them to be appointed through his teaching. The Lord willing, one morning we're going to talk about metonymy. And this is the effect, appoint men. For the cause. He was to cause that to happen through his teaching. And so here is the teacher's responsibility or the preacher's responsibility to so teach in churches that they understand the need for elders, the work of elders, and the kind of men that can serve in that capacity. That's the work of an evangelist. Look over also in Acts chapter 14 and verse 23. We're looking at Paul's first preaching journey. You read about the beginning of it in chapter 13, and it went through chapter 14 in your record. The whole journey couldn't have encompassed more than 5 years and probably less. And that really makes it impressive in the fact that he goes to the end point of his journey and begins to return and immediately begins to appoint elders in these churches. I say immediately, within a span of a year, 2 years, 3 years. It's true that some of these churches had men who were no doubt schooled in the Jewish religion and therefore had a background. Now they had learned Christ and therefore they would be mature in some facets of serving God and thus better equipped. But it's interesting as they go back through these churches in Acts chapter 14 and in verse 23, when they had appointed elders for them in every church. And so again, they caused these churches to select from their number a qualified man who'd serve in that capacity. So here is an apostle and a prophet going back through churches and setting in order God's plan. There are many churches that are just content not to have elders, maybe because they've had bad elders. I think sometimes because people do not understand what the work of elders is. And we'll be discussing that somewhat in our lesson this morning.